أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فتولى فرعون فجمع كيده ثم أتى قال لهم موسى ويلكم لا تفتروا على الله كذبا فيسحتكم بعذاب وقد خاب من افترى فتنازعوا أمرهم بينهم وأسروا النجوى قالوا إن هذان لساحران يريدان أن يخرجاكم من أرضكم بسحرهما ويذهبا بطريقتكم المثلى فأجمعوا كيدكم ثم أتوا صفا وقد أفلح اليوم من استعلى صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah 60 to 64 of Surah Taha, the discussion. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam is told by Fir'aun that this matter needs to be resolved and there should be this competition between Fir'aun and his forces and Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Musa alayhi salam obviously representing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He has Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's nusrat and help with him. On the other hand, Fir'aun begins to gather the forces of all the magicians that were available in Egypt. And hence Allah Ta'ala says, فَتَوَلَّى فِرْعَوْنَ. Fir'aun went back, in other words, he moved away. فَجَمَعَ كَيْدَهُ ثُمَّ أَتَى. And he gathered all his schemes and his plots from city to city, from village to village. This announcement was made that all the great Sahirin, the great magicians, sorcerers, should all be brought together to compete against Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. قَالَ لَهُمْ مُوسَى وَيْلَكُمْ. So when they came, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam addressed them, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to them, destruction be to you. لَا تَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. Simple message, do not fabricate a lie against Allah. You people are magicians, you are sorcerers, you are masters in your field, and you can see and you know that whatever I present is not the same. This is from Allah, and if you say that this is sorcery, this is black magic, then you are fabricating a lie against Allah. فَيُسْحِتَكُمْ بِعَذَابِ. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will uproot you with a great azab. In other words, Allah Ta'ala will totally, totally destroy you. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ افْتَرَى. And that person who fabricates a lie against Allah will fail. فَتَنَازَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says the words of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had an impact on many of them. And that impact was that they understood and they realized that what Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had presented in the past to Fir'aun, what Musa alayhi salatu wasalam stood for, what he represented. Remember one aspect, that a sorcerer is not only about his jadu, is about his way of life, the filth and everything else that goes with it. And they could see the purity of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He was from a different stock. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's greatness, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's intelligence, his purity, all of that was indicative of the fact that he could never ever be a sorcerer, he could never be a black magician, and whatever he presents will never ever be jadu, will never ever be sorcery and black magic. So that began to strike the hearts of some. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahab Rahimahumullah has written it so beautifully. Here is a Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaking, and he only speaks to the heart. And this went into the heart of many of them. So now they began to dispute. فَتَنَازَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ. They began to dispute the matter between them. Some were very stubborn. Others began to understand that Musa alayhi salam is not a person to compete against. وَأَسَرُّ النَّجْوَى. And they began to consult in secrecy. What is the way forward? What is the plan we should give? قَالُوا إِنْ هَذَانْ لَسَاحِرَانْ. Now, batil here became predominant, and those that did not want to take the words of Musa alayhi salam seriously. They began to say, some narrations have it, Firaun had come, and when Firaun came, they began to speak among themselves that these two, that is Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam, are sorcerers. Yuridani ay yukhrijakum min ardikum bisihrihima. And their explicit intention, desire is that they expel you from your land. The same song that Firaun was singing, that same song they also begin to sing, that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's explicit intention is to remove them, to expel them from Egypt, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam takes over the throne. وَيَذْهَبَ بِطَرِيقَتِكُمُ الْمُثْلَى. And he wants to destroy your excellent lifestyle. You have a lifestyle, whether it is kufr, whether it is batil, whether it is shirk. Now he wants to spoil all of that, and he wants to remove all of that, and he wants to replace it with a lifestyle that he wants to bring in. فَأَجْمِعُوا كَيْدَكُمْ ثُمَّ أَتُوا صَفَّا. Amongst themselves, then they resolved that they will face Musa alayhi salam, and it was said amongst them that now gather your plans and your plots. ثُمَّ أَتُوا صَفَّا. And make the approach, present yourself in safs. In other words, in rows. Even in those days when they would fight, then as an army, they would gather themselves and they would stand in rows. So do it the way, the military style, so that will create a kind of awe in the heart of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and that in itself will then weaken Musa alayhi salam. وَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْيَوْمَ مَنِ اسْتَعْلَى. And whoever prevails today will be successful. In other words, he will be triumphant. And of course, there is some kind of reward from Firaun. And one of the greater rewards was that he will be now a person that will be a close courtier of Firaun. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes this battle between haqq and batil. And this battle between haqq and batil is very clear, that the people of batil know that they are on batil. The people on haqq needs to remain firm on the haqq and the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.